AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Primary results coming in from Florida. Congressman Byron Donalds has won the Republican nomination for governor, and former Congressman David Jolly won the Democratic nomination. November's winner will replace Governor Ron DeSantis. Meanwhile, progressive state representative Angie Nixon's won the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate. She'll face interim Senator Ashley Moody, a political appointee who won the Republican nomination. The special election's to fill the final 2 years of now Secretary of State Marco Rubio's term. Opening statements have started in a federal trial involving Meta platforms. Four states, California, Colorado, Kentucky, and New Jersey, are seeking billions of dollars in damages for social media harms to children. Florida's carried out another execution.
A Florida man convicted of fatally shooting his estranged wife and wounding his mother-in-law in 2006 has been executed by lethal injection. 61-year-old William Francis Sylvia was pronounced dead at 6:11 p.m. Tuesday evening following a three-drug injection at a Florida state prison. He's the 13th prisoner put to death this year in Florida, which has two more executions scheduled in September. Florida has carried out more than half of the nation's 23 executions to date in 2026. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And Julie Walker reports.
Lindsay Clancy's former mother-in-law testifies at her Massachusetts murder trial, saying she was begging for help as her mental health deteriorated in the months before she killed her three children. Susan Clancy told jurors Lindsay was struggling with insomnia and anxiety and feared she had become dependent on medications. The defense argues Lindsay was suffering from postpartum psychosis and should not be held criminally responsible. Prosecutors say Lindsay planned the January 2023 killings and deliberately sent her husband out. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. OpenAI has launched ChatGPT for teens, promising a more age-appropriate chatbot. Karen Shamas has details.
As the first generation to grow up with artificial intelligence, kids are already using ChatGPT for schoolwork, questions about daily life, and even companionship. Last year, research from a watchdog group found that ChatGPT would tell 13-year-olds how to get drunk and high, and even instruct them on how to conceal eating disorders. OpenAI doesn't verify users' ages, but if someone is identified or identifies themselves as a minor, they are automatically placed into the teen version of the chatbot. The San Francisco-based company says ChatGPT for teens is tailored for kids aged 13 to 17, with what they say are stronger protections. I'm Karen Chemas.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.